Here's Ellie Goulding and Big Sean, just as we'd promised you. It's Easy Lover on Magic. We're about 9 minutes away from 7 o'clock. Very mild today. We've got 36 degrees. Burke Mountain showing us 28, and the temperatures could get close to 40. Doesn't sound like January, but in a half hour, Mark Breen will update our weather. Monday mornings, every other one, we have a chat with our friends, community members at Northeastern Vermont Regional Hospital. This is one of those mornings, and joining us, we have Jade Kaplan, who is part of the midwifery, and I think I said that right, staff at NVRH. Jade, good morning to you.
Good morning.
I asked you earlier if you had your morning beverage. The answer was?
Oh, yes.
Coffee in the morning.
Coffee in the morning.
Well, obviously, we've got to start it out with a very happy new year to you. Did you have a wonderful celebration?
I had a quiet, muted celebration at home with my family.
Nothing wrong with that. Me and my Loki cat did the exact same thing. We sat there and watched the story of Mary and Roland Dupree that Dylan Tanner put together in a little documentary, and that's how we celebrated the new year.
Nice.
All right, so what we're going to talk about, folks, odds are pretty darn good that sometime in your life, you and your partner are going to have a baby. It's a precious time. My son was born nearly 30 years ago, Jade. It was a wonderful experience at NVRH, and that falls in the time frame of, well, pretty much your tenure in your field as a midwife. Yeah. The birthing experience has changed, most notably at NVRH, the birthing center. What an amazing facility, huh?
It is beautiful. When we first opened, we had this large open house welcoming party, and I think we entertained a few hundred people, and it was an amazing event in an amazing facility. It's fresh and clean and new and very hotel styled, roomy rooms that each one is set up to be something like a hotel, with, you know, kitchenettes and closet space and room for family, comfortable sleeping areas for the dads, which is hard to find in other facilities, I have to say.
And darn important, I'll just share that.
Yeah.
You know, we were down there during the grand opening celebration, and you're right, there were a few hundred people there that were touring it and enjoying the facility, and eyes were so big, and the oohs and the ahs. But it wouldn't have been possible without everybody in the community coming together prior to that for the fundraiser. One of the things that most people expressed they were so wowed by is, just as you explained, the size and the atmosphere of the birthing rooms.
They're varying in sizes. There's very large, two very large ones. One is meant for access for people who are differently abled, and another has a very large birthing tub, which you can labor in it. You don't have to deliver your baby in it, but it's used by many, many women to help them through their labors and sometimes through their births. So those are the two largest rooms. And then we have four other smaller but also varied in size rooms, but they're all equipped with the same amenities other than the birthing tubs. Two of the rooms have smaller tubs, and then we have a seventh room that is just meant for sort of outpatient evaluation and procedures.
Well,
so everything you could possibly need is there.
I'm sorry I stepped on you there for a sec,
okay.
But we were talking to the moms and dads down there that have experienced their birthing experience at NVRH, say that birthing tub was a world of difference. The dads got just as much out of it as the moms did, because they knew how much that helped mom through the experience.
Oh, that's good to hear. It's good to hear. I think the tub is, the wall of the tub is thin enough that the dads could still get right in there and physically support their partners, as well as remain emotionally supportive too. And the water provides buoyancy so the women can move around nicely. And, you don't lose your agency, as it were. You're not in any way sedated or numbed or out of touch with any part of your body. It's a very nice alternative for women who are interested in it.
Folks, if you've just joined us, we're chatting with Jade Kaplan, who is a midwife at NVRH. Jade, let's for a little bit here, let's do a little backstory. Now, I understand that you've been part of the NVRH community for about 5 years, but you've been in this for decades, haven't you?
I have. I've been a nurse midwife, which is advanced practice registered nurse trained and certified in midwifery for 32 years.
Yeah, as we joked about before we went on the air, you're a rookie.
I am still brand new. Every birth, just as exciting and wonderful as can be.
You know, to hear the tone of your voice, one, I can see you smiling, even though I'm talking with you on the phone, okay? This is a great time to shout out to some folks that may have some experience in the area, but may be looking for a career change as well. Midwives are just as much in demand as nurses are, and they're in demand incredible. What would you say to somebody to encourage them to get into midwifery?
Well, if you are already interested in nursing, you will be seeing midwives, hopefully, in your training careers as a nurse. But if you're trying to decide whether or not to become a nurse, and if you are trying to decide whether or not to become a nurse in order to become a midwife, what I suggest you do is reach out to any midwifery service in your area and ask to visit. Midwives are very welcoming in their offices. We love to have people come and observe what we do. And just seeing the routine, I mean, birth is certainly the pinnacle emotional experience of what I do, but most of my time is spent in patient education, doing prenatal visits, family planning visits, routine women's health care, not bonding myself with families, but getting to know families so that they feel comfortable with me, so that when we do get to that moment when the baby is coming, there's trust and relationship there, and we all share.
Well, you definitely have a passion for it. I can hear it, definitely.
Thank you.
Jade, as we wrap this up, any final thoughts to our listeners out there about the birthing center?
Well, when people are planning to have a baby or are pregnant and looking for a place to have their baby, I want to encourage them to consider NVRH because we have some very unique things. In addition to our midwifery service and our tubs and our beautiful, beautiful facility, you might want to consider that we also have obstetrician gynecologists right there with us if we need them. We are very much a team maternity care service, so that if you are low risk or high risk or somewhere in the middle, you will be able to be cared for safely and your baby, and you will be kept safe by our nurses and doctors and midwives. There isn't another 24-hour midwifery service in the area, so we have something very unique in the Northeast Kingdom.
Well, as you mentioned to me before we went on the air, this has been going on for decades at NVRH, and quite signature to have the only 24-hour midwifery service in the area.
Yeah.
Jane, we appreciate what you do.
Thank you so much for having me talk with you this morning.
Well, we'd love to do it again sometime. I hope you have a great start to the year, and we'll chat with you soon, okay?
Yes, you take care, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Jade. Jade Kaplan, midwife at NVRH in the Birthing Center. If you'd like to find out more information, just head to the nvrh.org website. We're headed to news and sports, your morning cash call, birthdays, and a lot of great music right here, Magic in the Morning.